Psalm 109, when the accuser stands at your right hand. Psalm 109 is one of the hardest prayers in Scripture. It feels almost dangerous to read aloud. That is exactly why it is a gift. David is not merely hurt. He is being morally erased. Lies have surrounded him, love has been repaid with hatred, and the court of public opinion has already leaned guilty. In the ancient world, this was not just emotional pain. Reputation was livelihood, inheritance, standing at the gate, and the future of your household. Slander could strip a man as surely as theft. The most piercing line may be verse 4. In Hebrew, it is startlingly brief. Va'ani tefillah. But I am prayer. Not I say a prayer, but I am prayer. David has been reduced to this. He has no defense left except a life turned Godward. There is a kind of maturity that comes only when argument runs out and the soul itself becomes a cry. The severe curses in this psalm trouble us, and they should. Yet notice how judgment works here. David repeatedly describes evil as returning upon the evildoer. He loved cursing. So cursing entered him like water and oil. This is not petty revenge. It is moral gravity. Sin becomes clothing, then skin, then bone. The sinner is not only punished by evil, but shaped by it. Calvin was right to warn that these words are not permission for private spite. They are the surrender of vengeance to God, asking him to let evil be exposed for what it truly is. A Western reader may miss the psalm's courtroom imagery. In verse 6, an accuser stands at the wicked man's right hand. In ancient legal scenes, the right hand was the place of decisive presence, advocate or prosecutor. That makes the ending astonishing. The Lord stands at the right hand of the needy. The psalm begins with the terrifying thought that accusation has found its place beside us. It ends with the better truth that God himself takes that place for the poor. The accuser does not get the last word beside the believer. This is one reason the early church heard Psalm 109 in the shadow of Judas. Acts 1:20 cites verse 8. Betrayal is in this psalm's bloodstream. And beyond David stands Christ, the truly innocent sufferer, loved without cause, hated without cause, and yet entrusting himself to him who judges justly. 1 Peter 2:23, English Standard Version. Augustine heard here the voice of Christ and his body, the church. That seems right. We pray this psalm not with delight in ruin, but with a trembling desire that lies fail, wickedness be unmasked, and the brokenhearted be defended. Suggested cross-references: Zechariah 3:1-5, Acts 1:20, Romans 8:33-34, 1 Peter 2:23. Hymn suggestion: Arise, my soul, arise. Prayer: Lord, when words are used as weapons and truth seems weak, make me prayer. Stand at my right hand when accusation rises. Keep me from bitterness, but not from holy honesty. Let evil return to dust, let truth stand, and let your servant rejoice under your defending mercy. Amen.